This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, on the phone right now with us, we've got Thomas Lindberg from the Almighty at the Gates.
Yes.
How are you, my friend?
Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, man. Lots of metalheads pumped to have you guys up in the Northwest this Tuesday at the Showbox in Seattle. It's going to be an epic show.
It's going to be killer, man.
So, first of all, congrats on your guys' crushing comeback with At War with Reality. How many dates in on this tour are you guys now? Two or three?
Yeah, on the US tour, this is tonight in San Francisco is the second day. So, but I mean, we've been touring the album in Europe and otherwhere. For a couple of months now, so we're pretty you know, oiled up.
Yeah, you're warmed up.
Yeah,
good.
That's awesome, man. This tour in particular is crazy. First off, you have you guys, you have Converge, Paul Bearer, you've got Theories playing in Seattle, and Valenfire. Very diverse. Can you tell us how the lineup came together? Like, every band is a little different.
Well, it was the guys from Decibel and ourselves kind of brainstorming the lineup. We wanted something that was, you know, was really showing how eclectic, you know, the extreme music scene is today, really. And you know, Decibel has that kind of diversity in the readers, I think.
Right.
And I think, you know, these are, you know, it might seem like a weird combination, but all these bands are what I would say real bands, you know,
right,
honest
absolutely.
Bands that are, you know, dedicated, and there's no plastic, superficial stuff. That's, you know, that we have a lot in common, even though the sounds are different. The spirit is kind of samey, actually.
Yeah, it's not just label buzz bands or something, the coolest new thing. It's actually, like, legit awesome bands that people love with a solid fan base.
Exactly, and you know, and we all, you know, we have all met it before, you know, we knew the tour was going to work, you know. You know.
No fights on the tour buses or anything.
Yeah. It's going to be really smooth ride, yeah.
That's cool, man. I think you're going to be sending a lot of people away with a lot of different new bands to check out, and I think that's one of the coolest things out of all of it.
Yeah, and we get to enjoy a lot of bands every night as well, you know, so that's even better.
Perfect. Something you don't have to stay on the trail on the bus and just be like, all right, wait till we play. You can actually watch the bands.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I did that last night. It was like, you know, f-ing brilliant.
Awesome. Now. I'm curious, have you been seeing a lot of younger fans at these last few shows that, you know, maybe didn't get a chance to see at the Gates in years past?
Yeah, definitely. There's, like, the diversity of the fan base is amazing, you know, from all walks of life, from the hardcore fans to the death metal fans to, like, the younger kids getting into this stuff right now. It's just so rewarding, especially, you know, we try to prove our relevance here, you know, with this new record, you know, that we are still, you know, there was still the stir of attention, and you know, seeing this diversity in the crowd with a lot of new fans as well, it's totally rewarding.
Definitely. Now, back in 1995, you guys released Slaughter of the Soul, then broke up. What have you noticed that's changed in the metal touring world since that initial time that you broke up? And what's changed, and really, what stayed the same?
Well, what happened was the internet, right?
Yeah.
That's what happened. There's no fax machines and, you know, writing letters and having to go to a phone booth and, you know, place collect calls anymore. You know, so a lot of the good stuff comes from the internet, you know, and you actually, you know, you can stay in touch with fans all the time as well through social networks and stuff like that. But, I mean, otherwise, in general, you're still on a bus, you're still traveling a lot, you don't sleep, you know, you're exhausted all the time, but you're having a time of your life. I mean, the actual spirit of it is very much the same, I would say.
Yeah, these are the memories that you get to live with, man, forever. The rest of your life, you get to carry that around.
Yeah, and it's so rewarding. I mean, we're in San Francisco. It's a big place. The show is sold out. The sun is shining. You know?
I was going to say, how's the weather down there? It's a good, nice
amazing.
California day.
It's amazing. We come from the Swedish fucking winter. It's awesome.
Obviously, you as a music fan are very in-depth and well-versed, and I'm sure that you had a lot of musical projects going, even if not just inside your head. But as time went on, did you, as a band or just as a person, ever feel any pressure to get, you know, out At War With Reality released, written? Or how did you deal with people always telling you, you know, they want to see At The Gates get back together?
Well, we were pretty adamant about that there was not going to be any record for such a long time. So I actually think we wore everybody out, you know.
Right.
You know, they actually, there was, took so long time, so they actually stopped asking us a question. And we were, you know, even when we decided to do it, we still said we weren't. And that was the best trick. You know, that bought us a lot of time. So
yeah.
When we announced that we were going to record a new record, the record was already written. So that's,
wow,
that was one of the smartest moves we did. So we didn't, you know, there, of course, we knew there was going to be pressure, but the actual writing process was, you know, the pressure came from ourselves only.
But you had to keep the lid on it, though.
Yeah, that lid was pretty solid, actually. Yeah,
that's cool.
That's awesome,
yeah.
Man. So you guys are right on tour right now. You have a split with a band called Voivod. Obviously, Voivod, legendary band. But why'd you guys choose Voivod, and why'd you guys choose a split?
Well, you know, we talked about them for a long time. With the, you know, they're also on Century Media, and they're one of the, like, old school heroes, you know. And,
yeah.
They had some new material that they really were eager to get out there, and we had a song left over. And you know, we have a lot of mutual friends, so, you know, things just clicked, you know, time wise and everything else logistically. So I'm super psyched, you know. I remember listening to Voivod in like 1985, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm super stoked on that, and having their drummer in a way do the album cover.
Yeah.
You know, he's responsible for all their album covers, and to have him draw something for At The Gates.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fantastic, man.
Now, we are super pumped to see that the classic death metal book, Choosing Death, is being reissued. They're putting another 100 pages into it. They've got a brand new cover, hand-painted by Dan Seagrave. And we saw that you guys were posting that on your Facebook page. Have you gotten a chance to take a look at it, flip through it?
Oh, well, not the new edition. I actually haven't got that yet. Hopefully, I'll be given that in Philadelphia, I hope.
Right.
When we get there.
Nice.
But I haven't flipped through the new one yet. I have the old one, of course. But looking forward to that one, of course, yeah.
Well, recently on your band's Facebook page, you guys posted that you found some old At The Gates and Grotesque demos in your closet. What was it like listening back to those, and any future B-side material, maybe?
Some old stuff?
Weird, you know, that there's some stuff that I don't even remember, you know, on that,
yeah.
Those tapes. So yeah, I mean, and that's on one of the Grotesque tapes, there's like a song that we later played with At The Gates, like the first At The Gates track ever.
Nice.
That has never been recorded, so who knows, you know. That's it's a pretty epic, like, slow kind of doomy kind of number, actually.
Sweet.
You know, who knows.
Well, we'll keep our eyes open for it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Now, you guys are one of the first, like, Swedish metal bands that I got into. Like, listening to At The Gates kind of made me want to, you know, investigate, you know, what else is out there. There's a lot of good stuff. obviously there are tons of bands of Sweden that didn't necessarily get the huge like U.S. breakthrough like you guys did. Who are some bands from Sweden that you think we should know about, or some bands that deserve a little bit of recognition?
Now existing bands, or
yeah, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yeah, there's a lot of new stuff happening right now. We got an amazing band called Tribulation that are just about to release an album on Century Media Records.
Okay.
You got Morbus Crown, really, really great band. We toured with them.
Nice.
There's a lot of stuff happening, you know, a lot of that, you know, keeping the old school but still moving forward kind of vibe. But they're really, you know, I think that's the future, really. Not being old school just for the sake of it, but, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, then, keeping it fresh.
Yeah, exactly. But still, you know, being true to the standards. That's our fine line to walk, actually. So there's a lot of that going on right now, which is really interesting, actually.
Nice. Now, you guys obviously doing a lot of signings and interviews. You're doing an interview with us right now, obviously. trying to get closer to the fans. What's the weirdest interaction you've ever had with like a fan? Maybe at a meet and greet or backstage.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people coming up to these meet and greets and signing sessions. I can't really, you know, think of one. Or I mean, if I could, I probably don't want to pinpoint that fan, or you know. But there's some, you know, metalheads are pretty crazy sometimes, and but it's all our fans are very, very respectful and very, I would say, even, you know, like I used to do this joke, you know, like the average At the Gates fan is 10 times more intellectual than the average metalhead. And I feel that, you know, there's a lot of more sense to it, you know. They're, you know, I really love our fans, actually. They're very nice people.
Now, that's awesome.
We've always been, Kevin and I, before we hosted Metal Shop, we hosted a hardcore punk show for like 6 years on our college radio station. So for us, it's cool to see a good, awesome metal frontman like you being vocal about your love for like underground hardcore and punk rock and crust and grind and stuff like that. How has that shaped you as a vocalist? Because sometimes metalheads, you know, hate on punk and hardcore and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I've always been 50-50 on that, you know, since the early days, you know, listening to Slayer and Discharge, like, you know, back to back in the early 80s. So, I mean, for me, it's just natural. And for me, there's no other way, really. So I guess that's my whole outlook on extreme music. It comes from that kind of mindset. Yeah, of course, with, you know, like more alternative stuff, like the No Wave stuff, you know, Swans and these kind of bands as well.
Right.
Kind of that shaped my whole view on music, I think. And that's who I am. So I don't, there's no way to actually move, you know, or like look at that from an outside perspective. I can't even do that because this is how it is. In my head,
that's,
you know,
how you always have been. Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, I reckon the way I phrase, you know, the way I phrase lyrics, I think that's probably, you know, a lot of that comes from hardcore, I guess, you know, the rhythmical stuff, I guess. But it's hard for me to actually, you know, look at, on it from the outside. But for me, it's just natural.
It's just good to see a little unity, man, a little crossover, you know?
Definitely, yeah, that's what it's all about, man.
Word. Well, what are you listening to now? Like, what are some things that are in your rotation?
Well, there's a lot of stuff, actually. For the interested, I actually have, you know, on At the Gates Spotify profile, I actually have this, like, Thomas Recommends every month.
Oh, cool. Hell yeah.
I just post 15 tracks on there every month.
That's awesome.
And it's, you know, it's old shit and new shit. And it may, some of it is obvious, you know, here and there, you know, like, it's not like I try to really be inventing the wheel here, but, you know, it's just like, this is what I listen to right now. And it can be anything from, you know, weird crowd rock to, you know, to old school hardcore, whatever, you know, it's a bit of everything, you know. I recently, you know, rediscovered Chain of Strength, speaking of hardcore, we discovered them. I forgot about them for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're playing Seattle in May.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Yeah. I saw some clips of the reunion shows. It looks brilliant, man.
Yep, Chain of Strength and Judge.
Oh, there you go, man.
Yep. Well, that's like a rotating mixtape every month for your listeners to kind of find out where your roots are from or what you're currently listening to. That's a badass idea.
Yeah, check it out.
Now, you guys are just getting started into this U.S. tour. I'm sure you've got a lot of plans for the rest of 2015. What's next on the list for At the Gates this year?
Oh, we have a lot of stuff. This year is really something special for us. It's kind of like reaping, you know, what we've sown with the record. Everything, you know, the hard work that came into the record is now, you know, just harvesting the rewards, you know, just meeting the fans for this. We're doing some shows, some weekend shows in Sweden, We're doing what are we doing? We're doing Poland and South Africa, actually.
Wow,
for the first time.
That's awesome.
And then we're doing all the all the European fests during the summer. I think it's about 20 festivals that we do this summer.
That's going to be awesome.
And then we have Australia and South America in the fall. And then, hopefully U.S. again before our visas expire.
Globetrotting. That's awesome. Well, now, the last question we really have for you today, Thomas, is kind of an odd one, but just take it for what it is. If you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of where you got that scar.
Oh, shit. Yeah, shit. I actually have one. I have a scar from Seattle, actually.
Okay.
On my elbow, yeah. It's actually from 2008 when we played Seattle last time.
Yeah.
With the Gates. And I was trying to show off, we had a part in Under a Serpent's Sun, that song where I let the crowd sing, a line.
Of course.
By themselves every night. And I went up on the monitors, one foot on each monitor, and I was going to stretch the mic out. And it was slippery. I just felt like, 2 meters down. I was like, hurt myself.
You just ate shit.
Yeah, and then we tore so much and never really healed. So yeah, that's a scar on my elbow from Seattle. It's like one of those stupid ones as well.
All right, we'll come smack you during a stage dive on your elbow so you can remember this
yeah,
timer.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thomas, I got one final question. I forgot to put this down, but if I'm not mistaken, Live the Storm was the latest Disfear record, right?
Yeah, latest, yeah.
Yeah. Are you guys going to be doing anything in the future? Any Disfear?
Yeah, I mean, we actually just got back together. We never really quit the band, but we actually started rehearsing again. And,
sweet.
We actually talked with, I actually talked with Kurt, right now on this tour that, if he has free time in his studio in 2016. And looks like we're going to hit it up.
Perfect.
That rules. All right, Thomas.
Thanks,
Thomas from Disfear again and at the Gates. You got any final words for the metalheads here in Seattle before we see you in a couple days?
Well, yeah, you just come out of the show and we'll have a blast. It's going to be intense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.